now. He's on the line. Special Olympics kicked off on Thursday night. News Talk have had a long association with the event, and none so more than News Talk's own Henry McKean. He's been covering the event since Thursday. He's somewhere en route to the next event. We never know where Henry actually actually is. Hello, Henry. How are you? How are
Good
things
morning,
this morning?
Bobby. Absolutely fantastic. And you're right. This Special Olympics Ireland Games started at the Tallaght Stadium last Thursday night. 1,600 athletes, 600 coaches, 2,500 volunteers. It's fantastic. And wherever you are in Ireland right now, perhaps you should try and get to Dublin. There's events across the city, from the Sport Ireland National Sports Campus in Blanchardstown to just near where you live down the road from you, Bobby, in Sea Point. There's open water swimming. So just absolutely fabulous stuff. Come out and support the athletes.
What's the atmosphere like, Henry, in terms of the buzz? There's always a great feel, is there not, to the Special Olympics?
You're right. 2011, I got involved. Back then in 2011, I went to Athens for the World Games. And at the time, the local Greek people were being tear gassed by their own government because of bankruptcy. But there were tears of joy over in the stadiums. It really is a special feeling when it comes to the Special Olympics. And if you haven't experienced it, perhaps go to an event. It's just brilliant because it's all about sport and it's about taking part and it's about the athletes actually being able to compete in whatever sport they want. For example, today there's basketball, there's bowling, football, golf, gymnastics. It's great. It really is fabulous stuff.
And you've met some of the... Tell me about the Wrigley family, Henry.
Well, yeah, I went to Morton Stadium, spending time in Santry. Brilliant stadium, very easy to get to. I met the Wrigley family. Tina Wrigley, the mum, and athlete Brendan and his twin brother who supports him, that's Liam Wrigley. A real family affair, because the Special Olympics is all about family.
Hi, my name is Tina Wrigley. I'm here at the Special Olympics with my husband, my mum and dad, his parents, and my son Liam, whose twin brother has just won his race in the 50 metre.
Won his race?
He did, yes.
You must be so proud.
Absolutely. Really proud of him, yeah.
And I'm having a chat with Brendan Wrigley.
I won. It was good. I ran fast, then I had the victory and won.
So you must be absolutely delighted.
Yes. Softball's my next event.
You're going to do some softball.
Yeah.
Softball and running. So he's done the running and now he's softball in about another half hour.
So Bren, he loves it.
Loves it. Loves it. Goes every Saturday, jumps out of bed, up for his train, and every Saturday won't miss it.
And he came first.
He came first, didn't you, Ben?
Well done, Ben.
Yeah, and this is his twin brother, Liam, and he supports him as well, don't you?
So yeah. I'm having a chat with Liam, twin brother, to Brendan. How proud are you of your bro?
Extremely proud.
You're delighted and you're grinning, you're both grinning.
Yeah.
Well done, let's hear it for the athletes from Eastern and from Leinster and from Munster and Ulster. Well done to all of you.
So softball, Henry, yeah?
Oh, you name it. There are so many different sports. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Table tennis, pitch and putt, football, golf. But really, it's, you know, it's not just about the athletes. It's about the families. It's about volunteering. And it's about sponsorship. And I know this is a business show, so we don't like to use the word sponsor. We like to use the word supporter. But one of the key, I'm not allowed to use the word sponsor. One of the key sponsors, I can't say sponsor, of the Special Olympics, and they've been involved with them for 33 years, is Air. I bumped into the CEO of Air, Caroline Lennon. She's a volunteer. She was actually volunteering in Morton Stadium.
Caroline Lennon, and I'm the CEO of Air, and Air has a 33-year partnership, I'd never call it a sponsorship, with Special Olympics Ireland, and I'm out here at Morton Stadium having a wonderful time volunteering at the athletics event.
Because at the end of the day, this is a movement, but you do need sponsorship, you know, to make these events happen.
I think you do, and I think what's great about our relationship with Special Olympics is because it's so long-term.
Sorry, relationship, partnership.
Yes, exactly. Because it's so long-term, they can depend on us and they count on Air. We have 100 people across all the different venues volunteering today. There's loads of my colleagues here with me today. My son is with me. And I think that just builds much more strategic, longer-term programmes. And as I said to you before, Henry, like, what an amazing organisation Special Olympics Ireland is. And I'd love to think we were a little bit about helping with that.
And you were way ahead, weren't you?
33 years, would you believe?
33
years, yeah, exactly. But it's actually Special Olympics Ireland's 40th birthday this year. Their Ruby anniversary this year. And what an amazing organisation. And such lovely moments here this morning. And the athletes absolutely doing their best, because Special Olympics is first and foremost a sporting organisation. And their families all here behind us, you know, waiting to give them a hug. I mean, I always say this is an event of sports, hugs and high fives.
Carol Ann there, Henry. Yeah, she's a great ambassador, isn't she?
Oh, she's fabulous, and she's a real character. I think we had a few evenings out in LA back in 2015 for the Special Olympics, I might say. We weren't in Hollywood. We were in Hollywood.
So what next, Henry? When does it all conclude? When do you wrap it all up?
It goes all the way on till Sunday, and there's loads on. Remember, these events are free, specialolympics.ie, if you're not sure where to go. Even if you live in Meath, there's events taking place in Meath also. There's a bit of everything for everyone. And if you haven't experienced the Special Olympics, as I said during the week, it's like a good bag of chips. Once you've tried those chips, there is no going back. It really is that infectious. It's joy, it's sport at its very, very best.
Well, Henry, we thank you for bringing it to us. Enjoy the rest of the event. It really is super. It's great to see you as well, being a great ambassador for News Talk.